I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The most annoying good quarterback in college football.
And how Patrick Mahomes may have ruined young quarterback play forever.
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
Lima's gonna be... So I forgot what scene this was from. That Sopranos clip. It's gonna get mad because I'm talking about it. That's from when Polly Walnuts ran up the $1,184 bill.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that's where that scene was from. You sure you don't want no dessert? Nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
And he gave him $16 as a tip. I'm tapped out. And then they beat him and kill him. Terrible. Terrible. Repugnant, even.
It might be time for a rewatch. It's been long enough.
I've been thinking about it with Mad Men.
But it's so... Oh, so here's what I've been doing, and it's the algorithm of my late night when I'm having a little sip of bourbon and YouTube. My wife, the next morning, will always be like, what were you doing down there? I'll go, you want to see? Pete Campbell's best... You know, it'll be so stupid. His best moments on Mad Men. Yeah, that's what your husband is doing downstairs while you're thinking the worst.
You were watching Pete Campbell on Mad Men?
It's whatever it feeds me, and then you click on stuff, and I will sit there, and what's cool about Mad Men is you get the gist. I don't have to watch the whole episodes. You'll just see some kind of inner office squabble that sets the tone for the whole season, and you get it in 6 minutes.
He is my favorite character arc in that whole series.
Pete Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he is, I mean, you can just tell. You revile him and you're supposed to hate him. From the very first scene that he's in, and he is such a hateable figure. And then over time,
He grows up and grows
on you. And then at the end, like, he's actually like, he's redeemed.
Yeah. Right.
He is a redeemed individual. Right. And it's very nice. But they take you through the whole process where it's like, they have, like, you see why he's an idiot. You see why he's the way he is. Like, his father's full of it. And, you know, his father's a piece of crap. And his mom is kind of aloof and
the
silly.
Very first episode, and you find out later, you know, who he knocked up.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was getting married.
Spoiler alert.
He was getting married. Yeah. So, you know, he starts out as the worst, even though you find out at the very end of the episode, oh, no, Don's the worst. Don's the worst. Don, this whole thing is about Don, and this guy is a pathological liar.
Well,
God, the twist at the end of the very first episode is just so awesome.
Yeah, it is a twist.
It's just so awesome.
That music, and he's on the train. Ding, 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 ding. Like, it's like, well, I'm not giving it. It's like, it sounds like racing, and then I'm like, oh, you have a family? Oh, well, excuse me. I know Lima's trying to save it for everybody. Like, I mean, it's been 10 years since that show's been on. I mean, people have had plenty of chances to watch it.
Yeah. Right. And 18 since it started.
Yeah, gosh.
20 years since it started.
It feels so crazy, like, shows take that long. Like, you blank, same thing, and the shows are old.
Same thing. What's funny is both Mad Men
18 years ago when that started?
Yeah, it ran for eight. Remember, there was like a year in between because of the writer's strike.
Right.
So it was like 18 years ago.
Same thing happened with Lost. Both those shows, I was so late. And like 7 years late on both shows. Mm-hmm. And then I caught up. And so it was really weird to be reading reviews. I was always reading the reviews by whether it was Vulture or any of the, there's like eight sites that do all the reviews of every show.
I used to love watching Mad Men on Sunday night. And then on Monday, I would read the AV Club review.
Yeah, AV Club. AV Club was incredible.
It was awesome. It was my favorite thing.
And then with Lost, it was Doc Jensen. There was this guy, Doc Jensen, who talked about all the Easter eggs, all of it. And then when I caught up, I'm like, man, this blows. This blows that I'm caught up. Now it's cool that I get to talk to people about it, finally, because they've always been like, dude, just don't talk to us. We're going to spoil it. Now I finally got to talk to people about it, but then there wasn't a next episode when I wanted to. So that was the only thing that was a problem.
I used to have people, Game of Thrones, and would stop talking around me because they thought I was going to start watching
I'm never
people hated the ending so much that I said, I'm not watching Game
of Thrones. And I bet I would like it. It's just, I don't have, right now, you know, for me and the wife, there's only so much time with sports that we get to sit down and watch something together. So I will not be able to watch something like Game of Thrones by myself. There's just never going to be the time right now.
Let's see. Game of Thrones, didn't see. I saw the story I've told many times about Breaking Bad. I saw the first season all while my wife was at work. My wife came home and goes, this is pretty violent. And I haven't watched it since. That was years ago. There's a lot of shows. I like Peaky Blinders. And then everybody who I know decided to make that their personality for a year. And so I got out of Peaky Blinders because of it. They just decided, oh, I'm Cillian Murphy. I'm like, dude, you work at Take Five. What are you talking about? Like, I've known you since high school. What are you saying? Like, but it was like, okay,
nice
whatever.
Discount.
I don't even know if that's how you say the guy's name, but I'm saying it like that anyway. Mm. I don't care. Like, I had guys, I'm doing a pod, Mark. Go ahead. Why is he calling now? Now I'm worried.
Uh-oh. What do we have? Do we have a real moment here, Kenny?
Uh-oh.
Is everything okay?
I don't know.
But I'm trying to think. I tried to convince my wife about Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Because
I thought the...
my wife tried to convince me about Handmaid's Tale.
I thought the trailer looked awesome, and my wife goes, no, I will never watch this. So I probably will never watch it either.
I felt the same way. I felt it was a little weird, and I wasn't going to watch that. When they were... How do I say this without being nasty about it? When they were starting to have a sex scene and they're quoting the Bible while they're doing it, I was like, man, I'm kind of...
Oh, that's when I was in.
No.
I was like, all right.
This is weird.
This is some Illuminati stuff.
Can I tell you who the most annoying quarterback I've ever seen in college football is?
Go ahead.
Pete Campbell.
No. It's not Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
It is not Johnny Manziel. It is not.
Johnny Manziel was awesome.
Baker Mayfield.
He was awesome to watch in college.
It is not Baker Mayfield.
No.
It is Dylan Raiola.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I agree. Mean,
yeah.
Well,
I think a lot of people are in that boat.
I thought I was going to give a reasoning, but I guess that's it.
Well, what is your reasoning?
Well, what's the point now?
Well, no, it's just everybody like, is it? I heard somebody the other day go, he's got real talent. There is real talent
there. You
heard
Keith say that to me in the back reel.
You know what? That's who it was. So that doesn't count.
He's
a voter. He was a
He's a Heisman Trophy voter, and he pays attention. Yes, Keith counts.
Mm-hmm. Pays attention and he to a kid that played Michigan high school football. And should have played Michigan
college
football.
Well, now I feel like I don't. I thought it was going to be like a thing that you and I talked about, and now it's...
Talk about it.
Well, is it worth talking about, Owen? Why I don't like Dylan Raiola?
Well, I think obviously, Ken, it's worth talking about.
He'd be the best. He could be the best quarterback in college football if he stopped trying to do a Patrick Mahomes impression. Guys, it's getting weird. It's getting weird. And you could sit there and go, he's looked up to Patrick Mahomes. He is an adult man now. He is an adult U.S. citizen. And he gets paid to play college football. So I can be critical now. And I'm going to be critical. It's weird. It's not just if you want to wear an arm sleeve, like, that was cool when I was 7 years old trying to do batting stances when I was a kid. You got to find yourself, man. And he lets it leak out into the game. Did you watch the Michigan game the other day?
Yeah.
There were so many throws. I'm like, why are you making this harder? Why are you making this harder than what it needs to be? Step into the throw and drive the ball to the receiver. That's what you need to do. Keep the front foot turned, step in and drive it. Now I'm just going to stand here with my legs parallel and just kind of whip it in sideways. Because I see, and then I get mad because Owen and I coach, and I'm not going to turn this into a youth football thing, okay? I get mad because then I start to go, well, that's this generation. That's why the future of sports is bleeped, because we don't watch games anymore. All we do is watch highlights. I'm like, buddy, are you a Patrick Mahomes fan, but you've only watched his highlights? Mahomes does not set out to throw sidearm passes off the platform on purpose. What are you doing? Just stand and deliver when you can stand and deliver. Like, that's why I get so mad about that. Mahomes, he's able to throw it on while he's falling over. He's able to take a dive, and while he's diving, he's able to throw it. He can throw sidearm. He can throw overhand. He can throw underhand. He can do all these things. He does it because he has to. What can these kids... Now I'm going to sound like I'm standing on my porch yelling at people to get off my lawn. What can you not get through your head? He doesn't do it to impress you. He does it because he can and he has to. That's why he does it. If you watch Patrick Mahomes at his very best, 1-2, ball out. 1-2, ball out. 1-2, all right, done, see this one, ball out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Wow. Like, he does this because he has to. And I'm like, what happened? Is it just the generation of TikTok? Is it the generation of Instagram highlights where we don't watch games, we just watch highlights, and that's what we think we have to do?
I remember Anthony...
What on earth is it?
Anthony Richardson last year, I think in the opener, launched a ball 60-some yards, and everyone's like, holy cow, okay, that guy's going to be good. And it's like, that none of that has anything to do with football. Like, it's nice to have that ability, and that's why we talk about ceilings with quarterbacks, because it's like, well, if he could throw across his body 60, 70 yards, and on a dart even one time of his life, now we have a ceiling. Now we have something to work up to that you could coach him up to. Ironically, most of the Patrick Mahomes stuff has been coached out of him. A lot of it's been coached out of him. And I know right now all I ever see is Travis Kelce and Andy Reid getting into it on the sidelines. Oh, and get control of your football team,
you know,
right
Andy,
now.
It's all you ever bring up, too.
Clean up.
And now you know what's going to happen. It's going to seep into the podcast.
In the words of Scott Taylor.
And then it's going to seep into Taylor Swift's songs.
Three Super Bowls.
And once that happens, well, there's going to be zero Super Bowls after.
That was the past. Yeah. What have you done for me?
Crappy franchise has.
What have you done for me lately?
They won a game this week.
We did. We won a game, too.
Chiefs won a game.
They have the same record.
Yeah.
Browns and Chiefs have the same record.
We're on the same neighborhood block.
We have Patrick Mahomes and you have Joe Flacco, who you won't even say needs to play better.
Mercury. I did say he needs to play better.
No, say it then.
Joe Flacco needs to play better.
Okay, say it louder. I didn't hear you.
But you know what? So does Travis Kelce.
So does Travis Hunter, who stinks. You get him out of the league.
Okay, go right on
ahead. Dodge the bullet with that one.
I want to know where in the world this profile of lockdown corner meets elite wide receiver meets Shohei Ohtani meets no interpreter to do his gambling for him. I want to know where this went down, because I called BS on it.
a few weeks. I'm going to be the Zach Gelb here. Wow. I'm going to stand on business right now and tell everybody that I was right. Sure, I've been wrong, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield. But I'm going to be here to tell you I was the first on this one.
To Travis Hunter? It's only been three games.
I know. What would you do if he were a Cleveland Brown right now? What would the debate be? It certainly wouldn't be. He needs to play more both ways. That would not be the debate.
It would be which side. You got to pick a lane and go.
Yep.
You got to pick a lane and go. Which one's it going to be?
And maybe later in your career.
This was the classic conundrum that you and I talked about.
We responsibly called about it.
Cleveland talked about it. Because it was, he wants to play both sides. It's like, dude, this is not Arizona. Mm-hmm. This is the NFL. That's the Cardinals, not the Wildcats. There's a difference. You're probably going to have to pick one side. You cannot. And it's like, well, they got to keep him happy. They don't got to keep him anything. Big stats on one side of the ball will keep him happy. If he's a good wide receiver, then fine, do it. If he's a good cornerback, then fine, do it. But if you want to play him a handful, like I thought the easier way for him was to play him on defense and then have a package for him on offense if you were going to do it, but have it a significantly lower amount of snaps.
Yes. Because what I think is
happening is that you're seeing more on one side than you thought than you were going to see in the other, and the NFL game is such a chess match because the talent is that much closer in the margins. And he played in the Big 12, and the Big 12 wins a lot of games on the margins. The Big 12 doesn't have the talent, so they have to play really tight football games that are won by teams that make the least mistakes, that don't beat themselves. They really play in the NFL just without the talent, which sounds like a total slight against the Big 12 guys. We know what team I like, so let's be serious here. That's what makes Big 12 games so entertaining, but also frustrating for college fans. For him, the NFL game is Big 12 football on steroids. So now you have to figure out the chess match of it, and there's so much information that you are not getting because you're out there on the field doing other things, trying to play catch up. So you have to be better at it. And I think that it's so much easier to lose your way playing both ways. Like, the risk of being a bust has just doubled. Because if you don't know the routes, or you're not a great route runner, or you struggle running the routes against NFL guys who are maybe covering you man, buddy, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble. You have to be in the place that Trevor Lawrence can find. And by the way, this is all speculative. I have barely got to have any eyes on the Jags so far. Barely any. Right now, oddly enough, they're becoming a blind spot for me. Because I'm not a big Trevor Lawrence fan. I think he's more of a disappointment. I think he was wildly overrated coming out of college. I think that a lot of us said can't miss because we wanted to get in line and say can't miss. I think he was can't miss because a lot of people want him to be can't miss. Because how many guys are can't miss anymore? I mean, Arch Manning had to have a good game against Sam Houston to kind of get his confidence back up here. So we are in a weird place.
We might be out of can't miss for a while.
Yeah,
and I know that
we are out of that business.
Yeah,
we should be.
And it's really, that's just because of Trevor Lawrence. And then who's the next one? You know, Caleb was can't miss until his last year in college was like,
yeah. He had already won the Heisman.
Yeah. But you're right. And eventually we'll get back to that. There will be a pendulum swinging on the can't miss thing. But you're right. You can't just boldly say any of this. So your blind spot to the Jacksonville Jaguars, like, they're 2-1. They also should have won the Cincinnati game. They should be 3-0. But that's how the whole league is. Yeah. You know, I said that, by the way, I tweeted that we all agree, right, that if the Packers would have done anything else in the world other than have Jordan Love drop back and throw a football on 3rd and 3 in the fourth quarter, that there's no way the Browns would have won. We'd be 0-3.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody disagreed with that. The only thing people want to do is you're too negative. If my aunt had you know what, then she'd be. And it's like, guys, why do we bother talking about coaching decisions if we don't think coaching decisions matter? So when it's our team, we talk coaching decisions. When it's the other team, we don't ever do that.
No.
Like, if Kevin Stefanski was in Matt LaFleur's place and he had the quarterback drop back to throw in that situation, and that's eventually how you lose the game, it'd be fire the coach. Especially a team trying to get to the Super Bowl. They'd be like, we can't win a Super Bowl with this coach. Can't do it. And yet, because it's the other team, we're like, why are you being negative? It's like, well, either coaching decisions matter or they don't. They don't just.
People were saying you were being negative.
Which you know, I'm really.
Well, it's not the most positive thing in the world,
but I'm more focused. I'm more focused on what I thought changed the game, and that play changed the game. Like,
well, they were up 10-0 with 3:30 left to go. They let the game get away from.
And that's the only way the Packers could have lost that game was fair. To have that gaffe in that situation.
That's fair.
And a coaching decision led to it. Like, what confidence did he have in Jordan Love? And ironically, they didn't even get to a pass rush on that.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just funny. I tweeted that out after praising Andrew Berry and his amazing trade, after talking on the air for 4 hours and being nothing but positive. And then he sent out one tweet and goes, see, that's why Lime is negative. And I'm just laughing. I'm like, no, I just think their coach blew it. I'm allowed to say it.
And then,
by the way, we took advantage. It's not just, hey, their coach blew it and game over, zeros on the clock. No, we took advantage. But you needed an avenue to take advantage, and I don't think there would have been an avenue to take advantage had that not happened.
By the way, did you see Blaine Griffin just sent a letter to the council colleagues blasting Mayor Justin Bim?
No, I did not.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll see if we can have Mayor Bibb come back in and talk to us about it.
He never did. Wait, no, he did, but he talked about the basketball game during the All-Star game. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The celebrity basketball game. Yeah. Celebrity.
Maybe Blaine wants to come on and talk about this.
I have Blaine on.
Although it feels like now, right, with everything settled, everything's done.
Well, we're only
done.
A few weeks away from going to Little Italy, so we'll see him there, won't we? He was there last year.
Oh, good call.
He was there last year. We talked to him.
Now, I don't
very
think
affable man.
The Bibber was not there,
For the record, let's be honest, I like Blaine. He's got along with us. He's very nice. He's a politician, so it's always like that far away, but I like him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Always willing to come on.
And we will talk to anybody. I don't need to agree with anybody to have a conversation with him.
Oh, wow, you don't agree with Blaine Griffin?
No, I'm saying, in general, I would have on anybody. I would talk to anybody about anything. I would never be like, I'm not platforming this guy because I don't agree with him. No.
That's true. I'm the one who said I wouldn't talk to
there was only one
of the Paul brothers.
There was one time. I bet you talked to him now.
Yeah, of course I would. I thought it was a silly thing for me to say.
Yeah.
I was like, all he is an entertainer. And I felt bad because his mom actually listens to the show.
Right, right.
Which I felt terrible about that. And she's like, oh, I get it. Like she told our one friend about it. I'm like, oh, man. You didn't have nothing to do with this, ma'am. I'm sorry. So I felt bad about that. So yeah, I guess I'm open-minded to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that the end of the pod for today? Okay, bye.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.